When President Bush was asked about commentators like Armstrong Williams paid to praise administration programs and policies, he said there has to be a nice independent relationship between the White House and the press.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
But journalists on the take aren't a half of it. The administration operates what can only be called its own TV production company, feeding complete news packages to television stations, which usually don't trouble to disclose the source of their reports. Thus, a report showing Iraqi Americans jubilant over the fall of Baghdad, another praising airport security as remarkable, and another showing the administration as determined to maintain open markets for American farmers, were all commissioned by government departments, a fact that was not communicated to the viewing public. The New York Times devoted more than 2 full pages to exposing phony news reports, video news releases, you might call them, except that press releases are usually identifiable as the source. The Government Accountability Office, the investigative arm of Congress, has said the administration's practice may amount to improper covert propaganda. And how about the stations that run these government package reports on their news programs? The Code of Ethics of the Radio Television News Directors Association says a station should clearly disclose the origin of information and label all material provided by outsiders. President Bush was asked at his news conference last Wednesday about the video news release practice and replied that the packages are within the law. He tossed the ball right back to the media, saying it would be helpful if local stations would disclose to their viewers that they chose to use these reports. And he added, evidently, in some cases, that is not the case. Somewhere between the White House and the stations that act like Moscow television, there should be enough shame to go round. This is Daniel Shore.